Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to Blog Talk Radio. This is your host, Chauncey Brown, and tonight's show is about PBA Chief's comment on the death of Jameik Lahr with no official reports provided. We want to apologize for the delay in airing our show. Brother Corey Teague's for a couple of weeks. We're glad he's back in the studio. Has not been feeling well either himself or his family. So we want to welcome him back in the studio. Brother Teague, how are you this evening?
Oh, I'm doing good. Feeling better.
Good.
Yeah, so, I mean, been a little bit of a struggle last few days, I think, because I've been ripping and running for the last 7 months straight. After a while, it catches up with you, so.
Yes.
I have a chance to try to slow down a little bit, but I'm feeling all right tonight.
Well, we're glad to have you back on. We want to talk about tonight briefly. The PBA chiefs commented to a letter to the editor. Can you please give us some background information on what that letter was about for the people who do not know, please?
Well, about a month or so ago, the PBA decided to publish, which is kind of stupid of them, but they decided to publish their thoughts, personal thoughts on the Jameik Lahr case, knowing that the FBI has the case. But they decided that they wanted to run with the prosecutor's erroneous report, and they decided to send a letter in trying to shame the movement and shame myself, Mr. Brown, shame everybody that's trying to fight. But then as they did that letter, we found more stuff that they didn't know we could get our hands on. So to say the least, it was a letter that was pretty much trying to make us feel like we didn't know what we were doing.
Now, I believe a few days ago, you had presented to the public. So where does this stand now? Because I know a couple of days ago, you released to the public the force report. So go ahead.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the force report is a whole nother, is an entirely different issue. We were trying to get our hands on it through open public records. And we were unable to do that. But, however, through our own, connections, we did get a copy of the force report they have on file. And now we're seeing why they were unable to fulfill our request, because on the actual report, they have his name listed as Jakeem. So, literally, because they switched the letters around so as to make it difficult for the public to get information, which is crazy. So it just shows how deep the cover-up is. And I have it on my page. I believe Brother Brown has it on his page. And you guys can see and look at, even some of the people that saw it on my page, they commented. And by reading it, that information doesn't even add up to his condition, the way he looked when he was in the casket, when he was in the hospital. You understand? So the more, like I said, the longer they let this go, the more we're going to dig up. And, the more the FBI is going to be lurking around.
Do you think that this report was completed after his death?
Mm-hmm. This report, I believe, was completed a couple of days ago because they threw
That's
it around.
Right. Yeah.
Threw it around. Yeah, it was thrown together so fast that, you had badge numbers that weren't there that night. We've confirmed that some of the badge numbers on there were not even there. And they pretty much threw this thing together so they could say, here's the force report. When in fact that wasn't the one. It should have been dated from that day on the paper itself, on the corner, like the mechanical date that's usually printed on those papers. So they got a document, they put it typewriter, whatever, typed all that information in and tried to submit that. But we know now that that's not authentically a report that was made that night. It was made more than likely a couple days ago.
As a community activist, and you and I both together, but mainly you, have been fighting on the front line for justice for Jameik Lowry.
Yeah.
How did you feel when the PBA got involved in writing a letter when no one else, another administration or the council members, no one stood up and asked any questions? How did you feel that the PBA tried almost denounced not only what you were saying, but the community was saying about surrounding Jameik? How did that make you feel?
Well, I'll be honest with you. I felt somewhat, and this must sound strange to people, but I felt somewhat vindicated. I'm gonna tell you why. Because now with that statement from the PBA, we have them locked in. They can't go anywhere now. So as we keep pulling up more and more information, they can't leave that statement. They can't retract the statement that they put in the newspaper. So as soon as I read it, I said, we got it. And I hurry up and I sent in a response of my own. And at that moment, I felt relieved because I said, see, if they didn't think that this was an issue that's going to be a lot of trouble for them, they wouldn't even bother to write a letter about it. You know, we didn't even ask them for a letter. They just voluntarily sent one in. So that tells you they feel they're upset. Now, look, if you want to look, I have to change the subject, but look at Jersey City. When they stomped the man that got in the car accident, you know what the PBA chief said? Oh, they were trying to stomp the fire out and drag him away from the flame. That was the excuse they gave for kicking him and punching him and dragging him. Well, they were trying to save him from the fire. So that's the same thing. It's like these unions, they stand. Oh, you know what else I want to point out? Very important that they put that letter out the day after Cantaleo was fired from the New York City Police Department after the conclusion of that chokehold on Eric Garner. The very next day.
Oh, the indictment by the FBI.
Yeah, the very next day, the PBA put that letter out in the newspaper. The next day after Pantaleo was fired from the NYPD, the very next day, they put that letter in the newspaper.
Right.
Mm-hmm. The very next day. So it's like they all are trying to join forces. You know, that's the issue with the letter. The letter kind of gave me my second wind. I know a lot of people in the community were pissed off, and I'm sure it rightfully so. Me, per se, because I said, good. Now we have their statement. They can't change it up now because we have them, and I made sure I sent out a bunch of copies of that. So if they try to retract anything, we can go to that microphone and quote their letter and hold them to it. So that's a wonderful thing. I even mailed a copy to the FBI so they can have it on their file. When things get heated up, they can't retract their statement. Mm-hmm.
I found it troubling, Dad.
Mm-hmm.
The union would put themselves in the position to try to defend their actions of officers of a person who now is dead, Jameik Lowry, a victim, versus the seven police officers that were corrupt, that were indicted or pled guilty to the FBI.
Mm-hmm.
The PBA officers didn't apologize to the community about that, but tries to justify an incident and tries to denounce the community, raising the questions of possible wrongdoing. That's what I find troubling.
Yes, absolutely.
Because
absolutely.
It doesn't make sense.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have any compassion for the community. It's okay for your cops to be indicted, and you're quiet about that.
Right.
Seven. But 7 months later, you want to comment on the death of Jameik Lowry, basically denouncing the community's concerns and the community's concerns surrounding his death. You're trying to put out their doubt and try to justify your officers' actions without any official reports being given to the public by the Passaic County Prosecutor's Office, any documentation by New Jersey Attorney General's Office, or by the FBI. So you're making a comment ahead of any official reports. We don't have any toxicology reports. We don't have any ME reports. Nothing.
Right. Here's another thing. You pointed this out. You made it right. You know, you said it right away. At that, a couple of days later, you had said that they had the nerve to comment on Jameik Lowry, but they didn't have the nerve to formally apologize to the public, to the passing community for the for the crooked police officers that the FBI nabbed, you know, as you said. And you made that point, like,
for the
right
people,
after.
For the people's civil rights that they violated by robbing them, intimidating them, beating them, whatever they did to these people.
Right.
You should apologize to their families.
Mm-hmm. Oh, man, I don't know why I didn't think to put that in the letter, but I'm sure they got the message, but I don't know why I didn't think to put that in there. Because that's a heck of a line right there, man. Because that just shuts it down right there. You're going to talk about Jameek Lowry's case, but not these officers, and try to, you know, apologize and try to say that, you know, we're all not like that. Something like that, you know. But they might have agreed with what they were doing, as I, you know, as I posted a few weeks ago. They probably agreed with what they were doing. You know, the only thing they didn't agree with was them getting caught. You know.
My father had an old saying, what goes on in the dark will come to light.
Absolutely.
Like I said, I just find it extremely troubling that the PBA union gets involved in making a comment to the public about the concerns that the public raised about the death of Jameek Lowry, but does not apologize to the community, about how seven officers violated the civil rights and human rights of the people while they were on duty. That's the bigger and sadder issue, because now you are condoning, you're letting the flesh you condone that environment because you're not talking about it, and you only mention it in the same breath of putting a letter out so you can comment about Jameek Lowry. You know?
Absolutely.
I like to know what happened to the police audit from the mayor's office.
And that's another thing you pointed out that I want to just make sure the public remembers. You pointed out the fact that they put out that statement, but there was no actual reports. Like, they didn't release any actual reports itself. They just released a bogus statement, but no reports came along with it.
Right.
Nothing.
A statement, a statement is not a report. A statement is a statement.
Right.
And, you know, how can the PBA respond to a statement versus an official report? Like I said, you know, it's lending itself to I don't want to say corruption. It lends itself to suspicion.
Right.
Like I said, the union didn't come out against denouncing these officers and apologizing to the public for the, you know, the violating people's human and civil rights.
Right.
But you want to try to justify possible officers' actions when somebody dies or got killed, murdered, at the hands of the police department. And you don't give us open requests have been placed in. No documents. All of a sudden now you get a document that's a force report that says that Jameek Lowry attacked the police. Wait a second. He went to the police for help, begging for water. So why wouldn't the force report says that he attacked them?
That's right.
It's a live video.
Exactly. That's what I mean. Like, they keep messing up. Every time
I'm begging for help. I can't breathe. I'm thirsty.
Right.
Okay, I'm diaphoretic. I need help. How are you writing on the report that I attacked you?
Right.
When you didn't even have the strength, you're begging for help.
Exactly. And there were no defensive wounds at all. There were absolutely no defensive wounds. So,
you know,
it
just makes me go back and look at the picture of him in the coffin. How did he get blown up? His throat, his neck. Wait a second. How did he get that big? What happened to him?
Right. He got bloated. Exactly. Exactly.
It looks like the bloatedness in the sides looks like from a beating in the face, like the picture of him being on the life support. Another interesting too is how come St. Joe's Hospital has never made an official comment or report?
That's right. That's absolutely right. You know, that's one of the reasons why I want the community, because there, you know, there were some people who came up to me wondering, was it, you know, pretty much over, and, you know, after they read that report, not report, but after they read that article. And I just want to reassure the community that it's far from over, even if it's just on the basis of how come they didn't return his phone. You know, if everything is finished, how come they didn't return his phone? You know, they can't get into it. I mean, I got a feeling it's no longer available. I got a feeling they got rid of it. But, you know, if everything is said and done, then why haven't they returned that man's phone to his family? I mean, I believe it's gone, you know, personally. But, you know, just on the strength of that, because there were some people who were very discouraged after that letter. And as I said, the police department should be ashamed of themselves for even trying to sow seeds of doubt in the community's minds as to what this fight is really about, you know. And Brown, they're there to call you and I rabble rousers. Can you imagine? Yeah.
Well, like I said,
that's ridiculous.
Well,
mm-hmm.
Remember, I've mentioned to you that we are living in 1960s in 2019 with different faces and players.
Right, right.
Okay, as long as niggas, you stay in your place and we good boys, okay,
right.
you a good boy. But nigga, once you step out of your place, okay, and you become uppity and you think that you are a smart Negro, you're a rebel rouser.
Uh-huh. Yep. Wow. Yeah, because remember,
no,
you said that.
We keep it real. We keep it right. And we have real issues here on Patterson on the Web. For those that are listening, we have a community activist, rally organizer, and chairman for We Demand Just for Jameek Lowry, Corey Tiggs. I'm your host, Chauncey Brown, in the studio talking about the PBA chiefs coming on the death of Jameek Lowry with no official reports provided. Brother Tiggs, go ahead. I didn't mean to cut you off.
That's all right. I said, yeah, I mean, when this got started, that was the first conversation we had. That, you know, you tell me, make sure, you know, make sure you understand that right now we're living in the 1960s, even though it's 2019. This is really the 1960s. You know, remember,
exactly.
You made that play from the beginning. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. You know, the game hasn't changed, only the faces.
Right.
Just like you had a police officer flat out said, quote unquote, I beat that nigga like he owed me money.
Right.
That's a Patterson culture.
Said.
That's a cop in Patterson.
Yep, that's what he said.
Where is the union, the PBA union, okay, condoning or putting down that action? Versus condoning it.
And they
we're not rabble risers. We're not rabble risers. We seek truth, justice.
Right. Right.
For all.
Mm-hmm. Right.
See, I live in the light. I don't walk in the dark.
Word up.
So my vision isn't blurry.
Word. No blurred lines here. That's right. Yes, sir, they can't handle
and
light
all
workers,
we're
man.
Doing, exactly. And all we're doing is we're going to continue to raise the level of consciousness and keep asking the questions.
Mm-hmm. All right. Absolutely. Until we get an answer. Until we get an answer and the truth.
We demand justice for Jameek Lowry.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You're not going to continue to tiptoe, sidestep.
Right.
You can't wiggle your way out of murder.
Not at all. Not at all.
Because if it wasn't murder, this case too would not be going on now.
Indeed.
Remember that.
Indeed.
End the subject.
Word is bond. That's exactly right, man. Yes, indeed, my man.
Well,
I'm glad we're still going.
And we can't forget everybody that January 5th, it was Jameek Lowry.
Right.
Okay? Tonight it could be you and me. Tomorrow could
That's
be
right.
our son, our brother, our cousin.
That's right.
Don't get it twisted.
Not at all. And that's why we're fighting so hard, because if they feel like they can get away with what they did to him, that'll embolden them to think they can do it to anybody.
Exactly.
Know?
He's just another nigga.
Yeah. So by raising this much commotion, they're going to think twice about trying this again on someone.
This is reality. Especially when you have Patterson cops calling it out, I will beat the N-er down like he owes me money.
Right.
And you put it in print. So do not tell us that racism does not exist within the Patterson Police Department against people in our community. Okay?
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly right.
And everybody wants to bury their heads in the sand, okay, and don't want to talk about the real issues.
No. That's the thing. That's why I don't really fit in with a lot of those circles, because they don't want to talk about Janique's case. You know, it's about much more than that. Like you and I pointed out on many occasions, it's deeper than just Janique. It's like you said, it could be me, could be you, could be any of these brothers out here the next day. So it's deeper than just one incident. Yeah.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Now, if it's 7 corrupt cops that were found guilty or indicted, how many more cops got away with abusing and imposing their will upon the people in our community?
And these are all low-level police officers, so you know the high-ranking ones are doing even more than that, you know? Yep. These are all low-ranking people.
I must remind the community to please be vigilant, have your cell phones ready, but also please be respectful. Please remain humble. We cannot give in to the enemy.
Right.
We have to stand strong and be compassionate to our fellow brothers and sisters with respect. We have to fight back by nonviolence.
Right.
Because violence only begets violence. We don't want to become animals like them. We are not like them.
Indeed. Absolutely.
We weren't born like them, and we can never be like them. That's what we have to realize first in our community. That's why we're having the challenges that we do within our community. We're still having challenges with self-identification, but we're going to save that for another show.
It's true, though. It's absolutely true, brother.
You know, because we have people in our community who forget who they are when they get a couple of dollars in their pocket or they acquire a couple different positions.
Yes,
they forgot
sir.
The sacrifices that people made to allow them to even have the conversation or sit in that position. And when they get there, they think that somebody owes them something. Not.
Right. Not at all.
We're going to keep this conversation live, seeking justice not only for Janique, but everyone in Patterson. Patterson on the web. Next week's show is going to be another hot one. Coming up, actually, on Tuesday, we have an extra show next week because we could talk about it briefly today. We're going to have Councilman Mike Jackson on the show Tuesday night. Why are the Passaic County Democrats attacking Councilman Jackson over alleged anti-Semitic comment? And then we're going to move into more about the force report. We're going to talk about the open request not answered by the city of Patterson is that the Janique. That's next Wednesday. And I think at that time, if all we have is the report, then we're going to talk about that report more in-depthly. And also, we will have a list for the public of all the other things that was requested by yourself and the public from the city, and let the public know all of these things that were requested. So we put it on out there for the community to know that these were not answered, but this was answered in 8 months. I think that's important to also know that the city has a responsibility to answer these open requests in a timely manner, and then failing to do so does not look well upon them either. So, yeah, next Tuesday at 1 o'clock, why are Passaic County Democrats attacking Councilman Mike Jackson?
Sounds good to me.
That's going to be a hot topic.
Yeah.
For those who want to stay up to date on the issues, you can go to us on Facebook. We demand justice for Jameek Lowry, or at Justice for Jameek. Also, Justice for Jameek on Twitter. Also, you can go to Corey Lewis T. And also, you can go to Patterson on the web for all of your updated information on Jameek Lowry and on Patterson. Please make sure you keep your cell phones open, ready to record, stay at a safe distance. Anything that you want to share with the public, any upcoming events as well, Brother Teague?
Right, yeah. Well, this Tuesday, you know, we're going to meet up at City Hall, as we normally do, and continue to, I know I have some other information I want to share that night, but I just want you guys, like Brother Brown, to be vigilant. Make sure you keep your phones open and in your hand at all times, and make sure you're prepared to record at any second. This fight is far from over, and we have to be able to police ourselves as a community. So keep your heads up, and we're going to keep fighting for justice for Jameek.
Thank you very much, Brother Corey Teague. We also want to send love and many blessings out to the city of Patterson and to the community. As always, we always keep you in prayer. We hope that you are safe on your journeys. Please join us again Tuesday at 1 o'clock with Councilman Jackson as we talk about why is the Passaic County Democrats targeting him for an alleged anti-Semitic remark. We're going to get his response to what happened and his response to his apology, and we'll get into that day. Once again, this is Patterson on the web, your host, Chauncey Brown. My co-host, Corey Teague, we want to thank you for listening to Patterson on the web, and we'll see you next time. Okay, have a safe and a blessed evening.
I'm on the ballot.
Shalom.
On the ballot, too. Okay.
Hello?